This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Our news.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Former Congressman Chris Bell is the latest Democrat to enter the Texas governor's race. Bell is a former Houston City Council member who ran for governor in 2006 and lost to Rick Perry. He's also run twice for Houston mayor. Bell joins a growing list of Democrats lining up to take on Republican Governor Greg Abbott next year. A new Tesla facility that's projected to bring 1,500 jobs to the Houston area has now started hiring workers. News 88.7's Natalie Weber says Waller County leaders hope the plant will spur future economic growth.
The Tesla battery factory will be located in Brookshire, about 40 miles outside of Houston. Waller County entered a tax abatement agreement with the company earlier this year. The Tesla factory is expected to have at least $75 million in taxable inventory by early next year. Waller County Judge Trey Duhon says the facility will boost the rapidly growing area's economy.
It's going to have a significant impact. I mean, we're talking, you know, tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars throughout your economy and the community.
As of Tuesday, Tesla had more than 50 job listings for its Berkshire facility. The factory will produce batteries used to store renewable energy. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Congress could be on the verge of banning hemp products containing THC. The Senate approved language for the ban as part of a bill to end the government shutdown. If the House approves and President Trump signs it, the ban wouldn't take effect immediately. Melanie Carpenter operates Serenity Organics in Missouri City.
It's dire. We feel like we're back where we were a few months ago in the state of Texas. But there will be time to put together a proposal back or a reasonable regulation. So we would have, as I understand it, a year to do that.
Recent efforts to ban THC products in Texas have failed. Clear skies expected this evening. Overnight low should be around 63 degrees. Tomorrow's high around 82. I'm Gail DeLauder, News.